The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So to say a few words about Dharma practice today, there are people who are beginners to meditation. There are people who are brand new, who've never even meditated. They go to first meditation and they're really a beginner. And then there are people who are far from beginners, the people who are even advanced meditators. And what is it like to become an advanced meditator compared to someone who's a beginner? And one of the differences is that an advanced meditator knows really well how to be a beginner. And the task of a beginner is to learn how to be a beginner in a good way. And some beginners are so beginning that they are automatically or just naturally like have it just right, being a beginner. But sometimes beginners are trying a lot to accomplish something or get something. And so the path to becoming an advanced meditator, if you care for such language, is to learn to become a better beginner. Because meditation is a lot about beginning again and again. So here we are, the first beginning again these Wednesday mornings. And so there's a beginning here. What's it like to meditate in community on a Wednesday morning? And how is it to be a beginner for this again? The mind wanders away, and then you begin again. When you realize you've been drifting off in thought, then there's a beginning again. And how do you begin again so that you're an advanced beginner or a better beginner, a good beginner? And there are lots and lots of opportunities in meditation to start again, to start again. And I think to have this notion that you're always starting over as a beginner allows you to be fresh. It allows you to kind of begin clearing away the expectations, the ideas, the conceits. I'm supposed to be better, and I've been doing this for a long time, and I'm going to really sit down and really get something and attain something. All of those ways interferes with sitting down and saying, I'm here just to discover what is here in an open, fresh way. And in that fresh, open way, without clinging or wanting anything to be different, that is where the freedom is found. That's where we begin discovering a new way of living. So a raw beginner who doesn't know anything about, never heard that meditation is about attaining anything or getting calm or having insight or anything, they just might sit down very innocently and say, well, I'm here, okay, let me just discover what's here. And then they come, and then they'll start listening to people like me, and then they start to get ideas of what they're supposed to have to do and what they're supposed to attain. And some beginners lose their beginner mind. And then, but eventually you have to learn it again, relearn how to be a beginner, how to be fresh, how not to come with ideas so much or expectations or goals that you're trying to accomplish. Just sit down and have a kind of openness, ease, a willingness to just kind of see what's here and discover and be with your experience in some very simple, open way. And eventually begin discovering that open, relaxed, easeful way of just being present for what is kind of the key to it all. And to keep that kind of clean, just always be ready to be a beginner. We're always beginners in this practice. And so as we begin these Wednesday mornings, may you become a proficient beginner who's just a simple beginner. And that's it. Every moment that you come back, every time you wake up. And what you'll see maybe is that, or even a course of 45 minutes, that the quality of that beginning mind maybe shifts a little bit. It's always a beginning mind, But it becomes a different context for doing it, just that the shoulders relax, just as something eases up or something gets born and it gets awoken. So what does it mean, moment by moment, to start again as a beginner? So thank you, and I look forward to meeting some of you in a few minutes.